My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Phelpsian theory at its best.
I think it worked, don't you?
I do. I think it worked.
I think that worked. I'm Jeff Phelps. My buddy over there is Andy Baskin. A couple more thoughts on the stadium before we talk a little football here.
Yeah.
Roger sends me an email. Roger's from Northwest Ohio, and he's a diehard Cleveland sports fan. Mm-hmm. He said, stadium's a no-brainer. He said, we stayed by the Dallas Stadium in Arlington this May, went to baseball games. What's the big deal if that's not downtown? And then he said back in the 90s, they'd come to Northeast Ohio, bring their boys into town, watch baseball games, stay in Independence at the hotels there, go and do stuff on Brook Park Road, go to the mall in Parmatown, and they called it a Cleveland trip. And he said maybe being from Northwest Ohio, they view it differently. See, I don't know. I grew up in Summit County. Andy, to my family, most anything north of Summit County, if it was Cuyahoga County, we kind of called it Cleveland. And I've maybe because of where I grew up, I've always looked at things more regionally.
Mm-hmm.
And okay, I love the city of Cleveland. It's where I've wanted to work my entire life, and I have. It's mm-hmm. I've been really fortunate. But I've always viewed it from a regional standpoint. Like Blossom Music Center is in what was Northampton Township, where I actually grew up.
Right.
And now in Cuyahoga Falls. That's a regional asset, isn't it?
Of course it is. The whole park is.
Right. The national park.
Yeah.
That's an asset for the city of Cleveland.
Sure.
But it's not in the city of Cleveland. So I've looked at it more regionally.
You know, you could laugh if the trail ends up Steel Yard Commons, and it is part of Cleveland.
Part, but yeah, not I mean, most. But you know what I mean. And Blossom Center, Blossom Music Center is the home
of the Cleveland Orchestra.
The Cleveland Orchestra.
What?
Which is a regional treasure.
Wait a second. How could Kent State be there, too? Doesn't Kent still have the Portage Theater over there?
Yes, they do.
I don't understand. How could Kent in the city? It's all just semantics.
And I've always thought, is it because I'm not from Cleveland that I look at it this way and that I don't understand the it must be in Cleveland aspect, because so much of the great stuff in our area is not in Cleveland. It's all over, and so much of the great stuff is in Cleveland. But I always thought I was able to take advantage of it as a guy who grew up in Summit County.
Yeah, I think that's why even when LeBron would say just a kid from Akron or just kind of – at one point when he was younger, he had said that Akron's just so much different than Cleveland. It's just,
well, it kind of is. It's a very different place to live. Having grown up there, I would agree with him on that.
Aren't the basics of both cities, though, the essence of both cities, hardworking people that were founded in factories that, you know, whether it was tires for the cars or building the cars themselves at the Ford plant that we're talking about now.
It's all been a long time ago, though.
I understand it's been a long time, but the essence of both cities is still the same. And we're a region.
Essence of most cities.
And go back to what you said. It's a region.
Exactly.
It's a region.
And that's why I think this facility, if it comes to pass, would be great for our region and do nothing but enhance the quality of life, I think, for all folks in Northeast
Ohio.
And if
you're in a top 10 city, a 45-minute drive is within the city, right?
Yeah.
How many miles is it from Cleveland to Akron?
About 25.
Okay. So you can hit the freeway at the right time. You're good to go.
And the right time.
And by the way, we are unbelievably blessed not to have traffic issues that the major, major cities have.
Especially since COVID.
Yeah.
Dwayne's in Parma.
Hey, Dwayne.
Which is part of our region, isn't it, Dwayne?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Dwayne.
Hey, Andy.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hi, Jeff.
Hi.
How are you guys doing today?
Good, Dwayne. Thank you.
We're good. It's just an interesting conversation we've been having for 13 years that is now seeming to come to a head.
Yeah, I got no power either, but hopefully Saturday I'm hoping we get it back.
All right. Well, good luck to you. All right. It sounds to me like ice is tough to get right now. I was reading a couple stories about that.
Actually, I found a generator on Facebook Marketplace yesterday, and it's working great.
Good for you.
Hey. The reason I was calling is, you know, they want to build this stadium in Brook Park right next to the airport. Isn't it going to be a little loud?
The airport or the
game day crowds?
The airport.
Yeah.
I mean, if they're gonna build like stores and all that, it's gonna be so loud. The planes coming in and out all the time. Has anybody brought that up?
Well, aren't they gonna have a roof over this thing?
It doesn't seem to bother events at the IX Center.
It also doesn't seem to bother events in like Newark area when you talk about. Like the U.S. Open, and I mean that airport's like a million times busier than ours. So I'm just trying to think of other venues that are right next to airports, and you know, like that U.S. Open tennis. I mean, you see planes flying all over all the time, but you don't ever think about the noise issue. It's a good thought. I understand what you're saying. I just don't.
Right.
I don't think it's an issue.
Have you guys seen the design from that one architect where he wanted to? Like fill in part of like inside the break wall and build the stadium out there. What is wrong with that?
Well, you're closed in on one side. I don't know. I can't say that I've seen it. Have you seen that, Jeff? I
no.
So I am.
I'm sorry. Stadiums on lakes don't work. It's. I would think your maintenance costs just not having.
They do in Dubai.
Is that Dubai?
Okay.
Let's move there, Dwayne. Keep in mind, sitting next to the lake is not exactly ideal for maintaining facilities either. Even though it's not salt water, it still is tough.
It's easier to get into a stadium from four directions than three, right? Unless you're taking the boat in.
Plus, now you don't have to pay for flyovers.
There you go.
No, that's true.
Anthony's in Cleveland. Hello, Anthony.
Hey, Anthony.
Hey, guys. I just got a different view. I'm a traditionalist. You know, I feel like it's not that the stadium is going out to Brook Park. That's fine. Me personally, I like the weather aspect, component to a football game. I think it's just more traditional and it adds a certain something to the game. And that's just how, you know, I like it. Apparently most people don't.
Did you go to the Saints game? I'm throwing this out there. I'm trying to be argumentative. Did you go to that Saints game? When it was 6 degrees?
No, so I don't go to a lot of games to begin with, whether it's good weather or bad.
Okay.
But, no, I would not sit out there in that weather, but I do admire watching them play in that weather. You get what I'm saying?
So you don't want any part of it, but you're okay with your team doing it and other folks doing it.
Sure. Why not? Because there's a lot of people who will go out there and watch the game. So
that
6 degree
weather wasn't exactly conducive to having fans in the stadium.
Anthony, would you go to a December game in a nice climate controlled environment?
I mean, again, I like the outdoors. So,
well, not that much because you're not going.
If it was a away game, if I was going to somebody else's stadium, then sure. But for my team, I'm just and how I was raised about football, and if I could just be harsh, even I don't even feel like the franchise deserves that kind of stadium. To be honest, like. It's just been so bad for so
forget
long.
Forget about the franchise for a second.
No,
what about,
they
what,
don't even need a new stadium. They haven't earned
that,
it.
Well,
and I'm a diehard Browns fan saying this.
The one thing, Anthony, and tell me if you agree or disagree. I thought when the Haslams took over, they were so impatient with some of their hirings with coaches and general managers that was tough, and it took them a while to find their footing. All they've done is write checks. And do things in a first-class manner when it comes to owning this football team.
Sure, they have, and they want the best of everything, and I get that. But I'm like, come on, that's just me being tough on the Browns for all the hurt they've given me over the years.
So if they would have come to you in 94 before they moved to Baltimore and asked for the stadium, you would have been cool with it? Because they will have earned it at that point? Because the team was successful and they were winning, with the exception of a few bumps there in the 70s?
No Super Bowls then either.
Yeah, I mean, I would have still preferred. So this is how much of a traditionalist I am. I wanted them to rehab Old Municipal Stadium somehow and keep that stadium. There was.
Were
I
you
was
going to that one, Anthony?
Yeah, did you go
or
there?
Or you just like watching the venue on TV?
I was going to the games.
Okay.
I was going to the games. Listen, here's this one important thing, and I'll leave this alone. I was watching an old Browns game, and Collinsworth was one of the guys
announcers.
Talking. Yeah, and announcers, and it was the Steelers game. Metcalf, two punt returns.
Mm-hmm.
He said the magic in that stadium. The Browns stadium hasn't had any magic in that stadium since they come back. So
since they
the new stadium.
Grabbed the plans and threw a stadium on the lakefront. Exactly right. I agree with you. This stadium has no nostalgia to me. It doesn't. Zero. Zilch. It doesn't.
Well, most stadiums don't, Andy.
Well, he's right about the old stadium. Like the old stadium.
Well, it's because we all grew up with it.
Yeah, and they had some success there. Even the Indians who didn't have success. Like, you kind of felt like, in my lifetime.
The Browns haven't had any real success in your lifetime.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
They were successful. What do you mean?
I said real success.
Again, I know you don't. I understand wanting to win Super Bowls, but AFC championships were okay with me.
Well, we don't have one of those.
When's the last time we were there? That's still success.
I mean,
bar of success?
Two of the oldest stadiums in the country are for the Red Sox and the Cubs.
Michael's in Cleveland. Michael.
Hey, gentlemen. I went to Indianapolis last year for the game, and it was one of the best experiences at any stadium that I've been to.
You liked it?
I loved it. It's beautiful. You don't understand.
Hey, we get you, Michael, but that phone line's a little bad, too.
Your phone line's really bad, Michael.
But I'm trying to get
the gist. We'll talk about this later on.
Yeah, I think the gist of it is he was saying that he enjoyed his experience in Indianapolis.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, Michael.
Michael, that's rough. If you get a better phone line, call back. We'd love to talk to you about that. Andrew Brandt dealt with an outdoor stadium, Lambeau Field. Talk about history. We're going to get Andrew's thoughts on a stadium, on our team, Browns-Packers coming up. He's the former front office guy with the Packers. Andrew's next on Baskin and Phelps.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.